Greetings and Happy New Year from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of January 2025. We hope all the listeners had a wonderful holiday and hope you are blessed with good health and happiness in 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time or materials or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. Our travel campers will be heading to Iowa City on Tuesday night for the Iowa men's basketball game. That's just one of many trips that they're taking in 2025, and they're all getting pumped up for the Iowa men's basketball game on Tuesday night. Just a reminder for those folks that are interested in scheduling for 2025, all the registration for respite, for travel, for week-long and day trips are all open now and available at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous is looking for an assistant aquatics director, also lifeguards, adventure director, and counselors. If anybody's interested in working here right now or on into the summer, we always have positions that are open.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. It's time for the most beloved tradition of all, fruitcake. Camp Courageous is currently selling its famous fruitcakes, now for purchase at many locations. To find a store near you or to order online, visit campcourageous.org/fruitcakes. Their secret recipe combines the finest fruits, nuts, and spices, all crafted to create a fruitcake that's moist, flavorful, and sure to impress. Whether you're looking for that perfect holiday gift or a delicious treat for your own table, Camp Courageous fruitcakes are the staple this holiday season.
Camp Courageous has just a few fruitcakes left. Talk to me personally and we can see if we can make you a deal if you're interested in buying them in volume. Had a dear friend from Marion just recently buy 40 of them for her Sunday school class. And so any type of volume discounts on fruitcakes, just get a hold of us and we'll make something work for you. Ray and Delia Ernst from Preston Lions Club brought a huge carload of items to the camp. A big thank you to the Preston Lions Club, longtime supporters of Camp Courageous. Here at Camp Courageous, we have our winter sale going on in the main lodge. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The items they have there are constantly changing, and this is going to be open and available till March 11th. On Thursday, I had the opportunity to attend the funeral and visitation for former Camp Courageous board member Frieda Thomas Schmitz up in Manchester. Pastor Mike Jackson did a beautiful job. Had the opportunity to visit with fellow teachers of Frieda, parents, friends that Frieda touched over her many years, serving those with special needs in the classroom. Dottie Cummins had recruited Frieda back during some of the earliest days of Camp Courageous to be on the board, and she was a wonderful asset to Camp Courageous. From there, I headed over to the Meadows facility at the Good Neighbor Home there in Manchester. Frieda Thomas actually used to be a volunteer there as a little girl. Had an exceptional visit with Vera Geenup. Vera is 102 years old, exceptionally sharp, always uplifting. I walk away from that visit just feeling so good. And Vera used to be part of the Manchester Garage Sale for decades as a volunteer there. And we had some great visits, and the folks there that work at the Meadows are just exceptional. They brought us in a little treat of ice cream, and we had a beautiful visit. Once again, the Manchester Garage Sale is located at 1121 East Main Street, just across from the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home. And they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those volunteers headed from Vera over to see the volunteers. Over a dozen volunteers were working on Thursday afternoon, and lots and lots of shoppers. So a big thank you to all those people that bring things there, that donate items, those that volunteer, and those that come out and buy things. Also, a big thank you to all those people that supported Camp Courageous through the Cedar Rapids Gives Back. That is an opportunity for Camp to receive free advertisement from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So a big thank you. We were one of the top recipients. Camp Courageous currently is working on South Cabin, one of our camper cabins. We're completely remodeling it. We started off by putting in all new windows and doors, all new emergency doors. Then we went to take off the skin on the outside of the building and put all new skin on it. We'll be putting in a new floor and all new walls inside. It's going to be a beautiful structure. It was donated back in the early 90s by Bob and Liz South. Bob used to run Apache Hose there in Cedar Rapids. He ended up selling the business to his employees in an ESOP, and half of the money went to the Greater Cedar Rapids Foundation, and the other half went to Camp Courageous. It continues to be our largest donation ever made to the camp, and it's going to be nice to revitalize this beautiful structure that has served thousands and thousands of campers over the years. The need of the week is twin extra large fitted sheets. Once again, twin extra large fitted sheets are in need of the week. Camp Courageous lost a dear friend this past week. Ken Meyerhoff was 90 from Cedar Rapids. Ken donated many items over the years, from a snowmobile and car trailer to a two-horse wooden bobsled and so much more. A good, good person, and our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.